You're ready? We set? We go? Okay, let's call to order the Bay Area Clean Air Foundation. Roll call, please.
On the roll for the special meeting of the sole members of the Bay Area Clean Air Foundation meeting of September 19th, 2018, Director Abe Koga. Here. Director Barrett.
Here.
Director Bowders. Director Canepa. Director Chavez. Director Cutter.
Present.
Director Joya.
Here.
Director Groom. Director Haggerty. Director Ju. Director Kim.
Here.
Director Niss.
Here.
Director Miley. Director Mitchoff.
Here.
Director Ronan.
Here.
Director Ross. Director Sanchez. Director Sparing. Director Wagon Connect.
Here.
Director Zane. Secretary Sinks. Okay. Vice Chair Rice.
Here.
Chair Hudson.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance. Okay, public comment is now open. Now is the time for anyone in the audience to address us on any item not on the agenda. Do we have any cards, Marcy? Is there anyone wishing to rush forward and speak to us? Going once, twice, closed. Next item is approval of the minutes. Any additions, corrections, or motions? Motion Wagon Connect. Second Haggerty. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain. On to accept the Bay Area Clean Air Foundation 2017 annual report. Mr. Broadbent, you're going to... No, he's already passed.
Good morning, Chair.
Soon to be reelected, Green.
This morning, we are here to give you our annual report from our Clean Air Foundation. For those of you unfamiliar with our Clean Air Foundation, it was founded in 2008, so this is its 10th annual report out to the Board of Directors. And principally, its function is to provide financial, administrative, programmatic support to the Air District and engage in other activities that support our mission here. Primarily, we've used this particular foundation over the last 10 years to apply and expend grant funding that the Air District itself isn't eligible for. And you'll see that as we roll through the report this morning. So I'll hand it over to Karen Skolnick, who is one of the staff that's hired by the foundation to do this work.
Okay, and I would just say before we do this, we're going to go through four and five. We'll go from her to Stephanie, and then I'll ask for acceptance four, five, and six. Okay. Karen, you have the floor.
All right. Good morning, Chair Hudson and members of the Board of Directors. I'm pleased to provide a report on the foundation's annual report for 2017. And so thanks to Damien for that introduction. Today I'll be focusing on two projects, one that recently closed earlier this year, and then another one that is just getting started. Both of these projects received funding from the Reformulated Gas Settlement Fund, which is the result of a class action lawsuit against Unocal Company of California and Unocal Corporation. This funding provided over $70 million, but $7 million of that was provided for competitive grants to nonprofit organizations. Bay Area Clean Air Foundation applied for a number of those grants over the years. The first grant that we received was back in 2012, and so this presentation will really focus on the most recent awards to the foundation. As Damien mentioned, this is the annual report, so just to point out that the three directors are Damien Breen, Craig Kersey, and Brian Bunker. And then getting on to the projects, the first project is what we called, it was a project to provide funding for public agencies that were interested in expediting the installation of electric vehicle charging stations. There was $450,000 available for project funding. In total, the grant was able to fund nine project sponsors. These are shown on the right. And the $450,000 in RFG funding was matched with nearly or over $600,000 in Air District Transportation Fund for Clean Air funding. By end of last year, 2017, 77 charging stations had been deployed in 19 locations. And those stations, as of January of this year, had had dispensed over 300,000 kilowatts of electricity, which is equivalent to displacing 40,000 gallons of petroleum, and equivalent to driving 1 million miles of electric miles. So this is a really exciting program. The stations will be in place for a minimum of 5 years, so we will be continuing to gather data on these projects on an annual basis. So the second project that I mentioned that is just getting started is similar, but this time we're focusing not only on infrastructure, but also on vehicles and equipment. The purpose of this funding is really to expedite petroleum and emissions reductions in and around the Port of Oakland. We did open the solicitation back in April as part of a first round. We were undersubscribed, so we were asked by the RFG administrators to expand the solicitation cycle. So we reopened and accepted applications through the end of July. And at that point, we expanded the eligibility area to go beyond just the West Oakland community, but to expand to all care areas around the 880 corridor. And so staff is currently reviewing applications from this project. The equipment and vehicles that are funded as part of this grant are required to be installed by the 1st of November. So we will have more information, hopefully, for this board for the next annual report early next year. Just as a next step, we will be bringing recommendations to the Mobile Source Committee because we are hoping to provide matching funds to the selected projects as we are required through the RFG. Okay, so with that, I think we're going to move this to the end of the presentation.
Yes, so we'd like to move on and also present our budget for the next 2 years for the foundation, and Stephanie Osaz, our financial manager, will take us through that presentation.
Morning, Stephanie.
Good morning. So, thank you. Okay, so basically, before I present the foundation budget, I would like to provide a brief overview of the financial results for the 2017 calendar year. As you know, the foundation does operate on a calendar year basis. So this financial summary shows the cash balance at the beginning of the calendar year. It includes the revenues, which in this case is interest income, which is interest earned on the cash balance with the foundation. And there is a small subsidy from the district's general fund, which basically assists some of the operating costs for the foundation. And in this case, it's mainly the tax filing services and insurance for the foundation. In addition to those operating costs, there were project payments of about $107,000 related to the EV charging demo project, as previously mentioned, leaving approximately $850,000 in the foundation as of December of 2017. So I'll move on now to the two-year budget. And staff is presenting a two-year budget which covers both the 2018 and 2019 calendar year. And in the essence of time, I won't go through each of these line items, but I did want to point out two major components of the budget. So the two-year budget reflects the new RFG funding for the zero-emission equipment and vehicle project, with the majority of the funds coming in 2018 and the majority of the related project expenses occurring in 2019. The other major component of the budget is a return of $467,000 for the Oakley mitigation project, and that's because the California Energy Commission terminated Radback Energy license to construct a power generating station in Oakley. So as a result, the funding provided to the foundation to fund the emission reduction projects must be returned to that agency. So that's pretty much concludes the two-year budget, and I just wanted to indicate that our recommendation today is for the Board of Directors to approve the budget for the foundation. Okay. That concludes
Member
my report.
Member Mitchoff has some questions for you.
Thank you. Back to the budget, slide nine, I guess it is. Did I miss, why is the general fund subsidy going from $7,250 to $17,500? I mean, I'm sure that was approved when we did the budget, but I just need a reminder. Did we need more money? Did we have more money? Why did, I mean, that's a $10,000.
Correct. So the $10,000 is related to the consultant services, and I, if you
it's
need further.
Related to the what?
Consultant services you see on that line item, and I will have Damien provide more information on that.
So we have now been, you know, operating this foundation for a decade. And one of the things that we want to do is we want to examine it and kind of come back to the board of directors at our next meeting to see, you know, what can we really do with it? Should we kind of ramp up operations in there? Should we try to raise more funding? What are the different types of ideas we can use the foundation for to support our mission? And in order to do that, you know, we feel like it's time for somebody with an outside eye to come and give us a little look at our operations to see how that will work. So that's something we're working on for next year for this particular entity.
And I see that the consulting services are there, and I understand that. There, you might want to do another little double asterisk and tying the general fund subsidy to the consulting services, so anybody who's looking at this can make that connection.
Yeah, happy to do that.
Okay. Director Haggerty.
Damien, I think you kind of went to where I was. What I was thinking is, this seems to be a big to-do about not a lot. I think the idea is good, the direction is good, but the amount of time that's really going into this for the amount of money, you kind of got to reassess, is this really worth it? And you're either all in or you're all out. And my preference is that we're all in, but if we're all in, we need to maybe recommit. I'm not saying staff's doing anything wrong. That's not what I'm saying. But maybe we all need to recommit. And maybe my question is, as maybe the VW settlement money comes in, is there any way that some of that money could be moved over to this foundation? I'm sure the state would figure out how they could do it. But could we do it to maybe put some of the VW settlement money into this foundation?
Not as our contract is currently structured with the Air Resources Board, but we are looking at other sources of funding. So that's one of the things we're going to have these consultants do. Is
if it's a contract, have we talked? Could we? I guess more of a question to Brian. Thank you. Yeah. Your light just went on. could we talk with the Air Resources Board to see if there's something we could do to maybe move money into the foundation?
So the way
just kind of as a seed.
Yeah, no, I understand the point, and I was going to reflect a little bit on what Damien was talking about, because as a director of the foundation, we are, the two of us and Craig have sat down and talked a bit about this. Where do we want this to go? What sort of investment of time and resources would it take to move it to a different place or take a different tack? We've been pretty successful in getting funding in from grants that wouldn't otherwise be available to the Air District. And so that's a valuable function. It isn't a huge function at the moment, and there might be a possibility to grow that a bit. And that's one of the things the consultant will look at. With respect to the VW funding, I think we briefed you all on this recently. The Air District, as the Air District, has signed up to be the administrator for that program. Essentially statewide, and there's funding available within that package for the Air District to do that work. We're in the middle of working through both ends of the contract negotiations, both with ARB to do that and also with the documents that we'll use to distribute those funds. It's very complicated. We're among half a dozen or so entities that are involved in that, but I think the reality is that the ship of where that can be placed has already sailed, and it's to the Air District.
Okay.
But there are other funding sources available, and that's exactly the type of thing we're continuing to examine and look at the efficacy of expanding our reach.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Mark?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The question is a very salient one, and the consultant is a good idea. Originally, if I recall, the foundation was originally the technology implementation kind of birthplace, gestation area. So obviously moved that over to another entity, and it would be good to find out where our blind spot, where the foundation could fill in the blind spots that we do have, as that was probably the main impetus for the foundation. So I look forward to seeing what we would come with the consultant's ideas or any other ideas as to what where the foundation might be headed. Thank you.
Director Chavez?
Just could you talk a little bit about the scope of work of the consultant?
So this particular amount, the $10,000, is sort of a mediated conversation with various people involved with the foundation, including the directors, past directors, potentially board members, folks from whom we've gotten funding in the past, maybe people who present opportunities in the future, and then also a little bit of a look at how foundations similar to this are grown and, you know, fed and watered. And that's, so it's the front end of the process. If the view of that comes back that there are additional avenues to explore, we'll look at how we would fund additional work in that regard. So this is an intro to what we might do. It's not the full package. We decided to take this in a more measured step rather than going all in on a full study that might be in the six-figure range before that makes sense. So we're trying to do this in a reasonable way.
And do you have the consultant chosen already?
We don't.
Okay. There are two issues I would just want to raise. I think one is, as we're talking to staff, I'd be interested in understanding how this could connect to the TIO office,
right?
And I'm sure you already thought about that. But the other is that there are just really a handful of foundations that are deeply funding environmental work, although I am kind of intrigued with what foundations are doing now, especially relative to what the state is doing, you know, that there seems to be a little more liveliness about that. And so I would be interested in them at least doing even initially having a discussion with Hewlett as one example, just to better understand where they see the landscape, because it's interesting to determine whether or not what kinds of funds that they would be interested in investing. And I know we talked a little bit about this relative to loans and impact loans that are happening now, but I would just wonder if there's a way to draw down larger dollars than maybe we could in other efforts.
Yeah, and there are a variety of models, as you point out. I mean, look at something like Actera that has been evolving a little bit in its approach, and so that's something that we can think about. But you're right, there's a lot going on in this space right now, and there are folks out there who have their finger on that, and our idea is to get with some of those people. Some of our contacts will come through our TIO office, folks who have some experience with this, and, you know, see what we can do directionally with this, with the foundation.
The other person I think would be interesting to have a conversation with would be Kip Lipper.
Sure.
Yeah.
In part because if the structure of state grants and bills can be conditioned, that might be another way for us to get seed money that's more focused on subsets of activities that, again, could or couldn't be married to the TIO office.
Right.
Thank you.
That makes sense.
Director Ross?
Two quick things. Thank you for letting me have a second bite. Haggerty's not here. We are a public health agency. Maybe part of the foundation's mission could be to find those areas that aren't specifically identified by the state, by OEHA, as to the effects of pollution on public health, and to wit, the effect of particulate matter lodging in brains, and maybe creating an onset of Alzheimer's, of cognitive diseases, especially in women, and maybe those type of ancillary health investigations.
That's one of the things that we have in mind. We want to talk about research and research in health areas, research in technology areas, the possibility that this might be a place where corporations could provide funding to build community capacity for AB617. Those are all ideas that we're going to discuss with this consultant. So as Brian said, exploratory conversation. We want to bring that back then and get some direction from the board.
Okay. Thanks. And when you add $7,250, $10,000, there's $250 difference. But I won't.
Okay.
We'll talk about that another time, I guess.
Do we have any cards on 4 or 5? Seeing none, we'll take these in two separate orders. If there's no objection to the annual report, we accept it. Seeing no one against it, do I have a motion for the budget? A motion, Kness. Who was second? Chavez. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain. Seeing none, and I'm not even going to wait. I move that we appoint Damien for 2 years. Motion Hudson, second Haggerty. All those in favor say aye. Opposed? Seeing absolutely no one. Public comment is open for the second time. Do we have any cards for public comment on this side? For this foundation? Seeing none. Public comments closed. We are adjourned to the next meeting that starts in about 5 minutes. And we will move up a presentation to Assemblymember Grayson to the very first item. Thank you. This meeting's adjourned, yes.